Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 29 through 31. What I mean, brothers and sisters, is that the time is short. From now on, those who have wives should live as if they do not, those who mourn as if they did not, those who are happy as if they were not, those who buy something as if it were not theirs to keep, those who use the things of the world as if not engrossed in them. For this world, in its present form, is passing away. Follow Jesus by honoring Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Things are very different when time is running out. How a team plays in the first half of the game compared to how they play in the final 30 seconds when they are trying to come back and win is very different. How people shop for Christmas on December 1st compared to how they shop for last-minute gifts on the morning of Christmas Eve is very different. How you work on a science project a month before it is due compared to how you work on it the night before because you forgot is very different too. When time is short, you live and act very differently. That's really what the Apostle Paul is trying to help us understand in the verses for our devotion today. They might sound a little strange to us at first. Does Paul really mean that we should live as if we aren't married, sad, happy, or like we don't own anything? Well, not exactly. It is a blessing to have a husband or wife. It is good for us to mourn when we are sad, like when a loved one dies, to be happy when good things happen, or to be thankful for the many possessions we have. Those things are good. But what the Apostle wants us to understand is that none of those things, or anything else in life, should ever be more important than God. Why? Because time is running out. We never know how many years God will bless us with in our lives in this world. We might live to be very old, but we might not. At the same time, our Lord Jesus might return on Judgment Day at any time. It could happen 10 years, 10 months, or 10 minutes from now. Because our time is limited in this world, we shouldn't get too attached to the things of this world. Friends and family are wonderful. Money can be a blessing. School is good for you. Yes, it really is. Toys, tools, and technology can be useful and fun. But finally, our relationship with Jesus is the one and only thing that will last forever. Thank God that He has put us first in His heart by giving His Son Jesus to bring us forgiveness and to give us the gift of eternal life in heaven. Through Jesus, we have a blessed relationship with God now in this world and forever in heaven. So enjoy your many blessings in this world. They are good gifts of God. But remember to put first in your heart the greatest blessing of all, a life with Jesus in heaven. What a joy it will be to be there in a place where time will never run out with Him. We pray. Dear Jesus, You gave Yourself in love to pay the price for my sins so that I can be a child of God. Help me show You love and honor now with the way that I live for You. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.